Podcast.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.
You know what? I think this is really fascinating because what you bring up is something that's a very logical question. And in this book, The Atheism Delusion, the Imam Al-Islam, he covers this. It's very interesting. So in your question about basically heaven and hell, and the question is, where did these concepts come from? And these are concepts directly related to Adam, right? The Garden of Eden, heaven and hell, right? And so in the book, Ahmad al-Hassan al-Islam, he gives some narrations from the imams from the that followed him, that from Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon him. And there's this discussion about Adam. Well, it doesn't name Adam, but it talks about somebody that sounds like Adam. And there's a reason why it sounds like Adam. But then the people are asking this question. They're asking this man, who let's say is Adam, peace be upon him, and they're asking him the question. It's the most natural question you can imagine, which is, right, what happens to us when we die? Right? What happens when we die? Right? So this is such a fundamental question, because if the answer, what happens to us when we die, is that nothing happens to us, well, then there's no reason not to do whatever you want on this earth. Do whatever you want. There's no consequences to it. And so he gives an answer. Now, there's also this part about what is it that makes a human unique? Like you said, humans, animals, is this ego? What is it that makes humans unique? And so I was speaking with somebody not too long ago, and they said, you know, people said that language makes humans unique. And then they said that tools make humans unique. And I said, you know what makes humans unique? What makes humans unique, as the Imam explains in this book, is one thing. One thing makes humans unique. One thing is different between human beings and other animals. If you want to speak about language, animals have language. And they can even have a very complex language, more complex than when you think they have. And when it comes to tools, animals can use tools, and they can figure out things, and they can pass this knowledge on to other animals. But what's different about human beings is this question of genuine altruism. Because, and it is a very complex discussion, and he spends a lot of time in the book explaining this. But it links to Richard Dawkins' book, The Selfish Gene, in which he explains that the purpose of a gene is to propagate itself. And so genes find a way to propagate themselves, including doing things in which you appear to be very generous. And he gives many examples, like bats that go out at night and they get food or they drink blood. And then not all of the bats got their food, and they can't go for very long without their food. And so some bats that got food that night will regurgitate the blood into the mouths of other bats so that they won't die. And this would appear to be very generous. It would appear that these bats doing this for each other, and he gives many different examples, but this is just one. This would appear to be altruism, that they're being generous. But in fact, this is a genetic strategy for propagation, in which there is a benefit for propagating genes and doing this. And so altruism is something that can appear to be genuine, but really has a selfish origin or a basis to it, in which animals do this, humans and other animals do this, in which it appears to be very generous. But in fact, it's the gene strategy for propagating themselves. Because when you're in a community, you either have a family in which you share a great number of genes, or you have a city in which you share a smaller number of genes, or you have a country, and as you get more and more out there, you share less and less genes. And so there's these strategies to propagate genes. But the one thing that humans are able to do, and he demonstrates this and proves this in this book and gives the evidence for it, is to show that humans are able to overcome that genetic programming that says do things that propagate your genes. And they're able to overcome that and
basically rewire yourself. Altruism.
What's that?
You're saying like basically rewire yourself. In a way, if I'm understanding right.
Let's say that you have... How do genes work? Genes create proteins and chemicals, and they transmit, and they cause you to do things.
Right. So, and like tendencies, natural tendencies that you have.
Yes, exactly. And so if you want to overcome that, you have to overcome these things that are biologically based that are pushing you to do things. Your mind may think that may guide you in a certain direction.
Things might
push you in a certain direction. But as a human being, human beings have a soul that's unique. It's a humane soul that is distinct from all the other animals, and that it allows you to choose. It allows you to choose things that are not in your self-interest. It allows you to choose things that might actually be against your best interest. And he gives examples of this, and he talks about, and he gives what the scientists say about this exact same topic and how it is that this information is transmitted. And he also gives why it's so important what these prophets are. Because what these prophets do is to demonstrate this higher behavior, this behavior that's not selfish, this behavior that's truly altruistic, and that other people seeing this emulate them, and they propagate this, and it's what Richard Dawkins calls memes, M-E-M-E-S, memes, and it's how animals learn from each other, it's how humans learn from each other. And they learn these civilized behaviors that are high moral, high ethic behaviors that created this society that we see today that isn't like animals that are all out for themselves. You see generosity, charity, many different things. And even in, as the Imam says in the book, he says that even if, you know, there are things that people do that have some type of self-serving motive, they still, even if it's just to a small extent what they do is selfless, that's better than what it would be if it was all just animal-based genetic programming. And Richard Dawkins talks about this too in many discussions. He talks about a Darwinian evolution and how if human beings were simply a Darwinian, that it would be a very ugly place. It would all be this type of trying to get ahead, trying to propagate your own genes, and there wouldn't be this type of ethical, moral behavior, this behavior that's not all self-interested. So he goes into a very detailed discussion of this book, and it's a very critical part of the book, exactly what you asked about.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.